Chris Jamelli from WBFO here with former Arc Voice editor Jeff Kelly. Jeff, election season is a ways away. Petitions are being signed currently for potential candidates and some interesting developments with the 63rd Senate seat pursuit. We have Betty Jean Grant getting the Erie County Democratic endorsement over Tim Kennedy.
The incumbent, yeah. It's unusual, though it's not surprising. Tim Kennedy has a long and not very friendly history with Democratic headquarters, dating back at least to his caucusing with Republicans in the Erie County Legislature to give then County Executive Chris Collins a Republican majority in that body. That made him a lot of permanent enemies in the Democratic Party. And then last year, he spent $80,000 or more of his campaign money on Democratic primary candidates who were running against the candidates supported by Democratic headquarters. So that also stands him in bad stead.
So he's got a significant challenge that he basically created for himself. But Betty Jean Grant is going to put together a pretty strong fight in this, from what I understand.
She is, yeah. She nearly knocked off Tim Kennedy 2 years ago in the primary, lost by fewer than 200 votes, despite having literally no money to spend against an incredibly well-funded incumbent and no campaign structure. It was just Betty Jean, you know,
right,
and a couple of
right.
friends walking the streets, and her reputation and her popularity in the district. This year, because Tim Kennedy has a bullseye on his back, and because she performed so well 2 years ago with no help, she's going to get a lot of help. She's putting together a really, I think, experienced campaign team, and she'll have access to campaign money as well. So it's a real challenge for Kennedy, and he knows it. He's scrambling.
On the Republican side, for the 60th district seat, there's also an interesting primary developing with Mark Grisanti, who is the incumbent, and Kevin Stocker, who is challenging.
Yeah, Mark Grisanti is another incumbent with a bullseye on his back, put there by his own party. The Republicans who have aided the agenda of Governor Cuomo this year are really going to face challenges from the right, none more so than Mark Grisanti. And Kevin Stocker, who like Betty Jean and Tim Kennedy, he challenged Grisanti 2 years ago. He couldn't win. But this time around, there's a lot more criticism of Grisanti. There's a lot more animus from Republicans against him than there was 2 years ago, galvanized in large part by the SAFE Act, the gun control measure that the governor favored, pushed through, and which Grisanti voted in favor of.
And Grisanti could have trouble getting other party line support as well, the independents, the conservative.
Sure, he's not going to get the Conservative Party endorsement. Ralph Lurigo, the chairman, will not endorse someone who voted for the SAFE Act and for same-sex marriage and who is so closely tied to Andrew Cuomo. Grisanti is also going to face probably a challenge on the independents party line from a Tea Party activist named Russ Thompson of Grand Island. Russ Thompson has been very critical of Grisanti. The Independence Party is quite small, so you don't need to get a lot of votes. Russ Thompson could pull it off, maybe not, but in any case, Grisanti is going to have to spend time and money and attention in primary season, which for an incumbent, you know, is irksome. He would rather be looking forward to his general election opponent.
Another development that has, in a way, boosted Western New York is the selection of Kathy Hochul as the lieutenant governor on the ticket for the gubernatorial race. She's been a very popular presence in Western New York. How is she viewed across the state?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was talking earlier this week to a Republican strategist who thought the choice of Kathy Hochul was just brilliant in a number of ways. Brilliant first because it really helps button down Western New York for Governor Cuomo, who is eager to win by the largest margin possible. He is stung somewhat by the fact that when he ran the first time against Carl Palladino, Carl Palladino took much of Western New York, embarrassing to a governor who has presidential aspirations, who needs to show that he can win his entire state in a grand manner. So Kathy Hochul does that. She won a congressional seat in an incredibly Republican district as a Democrat. She nearly beat former County Executive Chris Collins to hold on to that seat. She is a very, very strong candidate here locally and helps button down Western New York. It's also brilliant because it puts a thorn in the shoe of Chris Collins, who has been worried about Kathy Hochul ever since he won that congressional seat. he has been looking at her in her rearview mirror, like, is she going to run again? Do I have to worry about her for my whole career in Congress? Now, suddenly, thanks to Governor Cuomo's choosing her as lieutenant governor candidate, she's leapfrogged him, and now, instead of in the rearview mirror, she's up the road. She's waiting for him because his ambition is to run for statewide office, whether it's for governor sometime down the road or for Senate, should one of those seats ever open up. And now Kathy Hochul, she's way ahead of him. She's likely to win as lieutenant governor. She's likely to occupy a statewide seat and thus be positioned for wherever her ambitions may lead. Maybe she's going to run for governor. Maybe she's going to run for Senate, should Gillibrand or Schumer move on to some other position.
And she's also already very popular.
She is. Yeah, she's a terrific retail politician. Everyone who shakes her hand walks away thinking, this is someone I'd vote for.
Now, Chris Collins, for his part, has largely been rather quiet in his term. I'm curious why that is. He was very outspoken early on in his political career, but we haven't heard much from him. Is that intentional?
Well, I think it's in part it has to be that although he won that seat, he didn't win it by as much as he should have for a Republican in a district that, up until Kathy Hochul, had elected Republicans to Congress since Lincoln, literally. So he, I think, is probably been coached to sort of button it down a little bit, you know, to try not to be too outrageous, not only by his own advisors, but probably by congressional leadership, too, who value him as a fundraiser, as a guy who is holding on to that seat. They need it.
Right. And he also doesn't want to jeopardize any future ambitions by...
That's right. By giving, you know, a book full of gaffes to whatever campaign strategist will be working against him.
Well, as these stories unfold, I'm sure we will follow them in the future. So thanks again for coming by.
It's always my pleasure.